Hello and welcome back to America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone. Always a pleasure to spend time with you. Dolores Presley is author and founder of the Global Up Woman Network, which is a movement that empowers and elevates women in business. Dolores is a former plus-size model and then went on to become president of Dimensions Plus Model Agency, which is a firm representing over 100 models, placing them with retailers like Nordstrom and Lane Bryant and many others. Dolores is also founder of the Plus USA Women Beauty Pageant and Convention and is a sought-after speaker. Dolores is passionate about helping other women become confident and courageous in their lives. That's a tall order, Dolores. Welcome to America Weekend.
It is, but I think my life mission is to make sure that every person walks into their full confidence, that they're bold and courageous and just live a confident life.
It's so true that so many people are tentative, let's put it that way. And they go into new ventures, perhaps with fear and with tentative nature, which is normal and something we all have to work on. So before we get to the idea of confidence, tell us a little bit about you, your modeling career, and what challenges you experienced in your life.
Valerie, even as a young child, I wanted to be a ballerina so bad. And my mother finally took me to this school for the dance lessons. And they would not allow my mother to sign me up for ballet. I had to sign up for tap because they told her I was too fat to be a ballerina. So that, I think that kind of shaped my life. And then fast forward, I go to high school. My guidance counselor tells me that I'm in a vocational high school. I should not go to college and that I wasn't smart enough to go to college. Well, of course, I ended up going to college and graduating and getting my degree. And let's fast forward even more. I decided one day I wanted to be a plus size model, but that was like 30 years ago. So it was unheard of. It was a world of Twiggy, the small models, and just unheard of. And they were like, no, you're too fat. So I ended up going and begging, literally begging a lady to take my money to train me how to be a model. And she says, Dolores, they won't ever pay you to be a model. But that wasn't true. We ended up being at Saks Fifth Avenue, working, going in Glamour, Essence, Marie Claire. So I just had a whole life of people trying to tell me I wasn't good enough. So I've made it my mission to let everyone know that they are good enough. They are more than enough.
Well, good for you. And, you know, shame on people to say what you can't, especially to a young child, what you can't do. That's just a terrible, terrible start in life and so wrong. So I so appreciate that you prove them wrong, you know, which is the best revenge, I think. So you went on to this great career. Are you tall?
I am. I'm 5'9", okay. But I'm a big girl.
Okay. And now that we see the beauties that are gracing the covers and publications and society has embraced the plus size woman, you must feel so great about the idea that you really started, you were involved with the early days of this movement.
I do. I was sort of like a pioneer. But Valerie, I still think we have a long way to go. I mean, I remember when Sports Illustrated had an ad, they took an ad out and allowed a plus size woman to be in the ad. But to me, I mean, that's progress, but let's put her on the cover. Why not? You know, mm-hmm. So I still think we have a long way to go, but I am so happy that society is looking at people differently, but they still, I mean, it's a battle. I ended up closing my agency just because I got tired of the battle and I decided that I was going to go out and talk to women and really help them in that manner. So it's a battle, but I'm so glad we've come a long way, baby, as they said, but I still think we have a little ways to go for people to be accepting of everyone.
And Dolores, what are you finding women are struggling with the most? Is there sort of one or two headlines that you can say, yeah, this is what I'm hearing and experiencing?
Yes, fear, fear. We've all heard that fear stands for false evidence appearing real. I see that so many people are fearful. They're just like, well, what will happen if this happens? I teach a lot of people how to become professional models, not models anymore, but professional speakers. So they're like, well, what if I go out and trip? Or what if this and what if that? But at least I tell them to try it. At least try it. They say that professional speaking is what, the number one fear?
Mm-hmm.
But I just find that a lot of people are fearful. But the majority of things that we worry about and fear about, they don't even come into fruition. It doesn't even happen.
I say, trip, and then you realize it's not the worst thing that can happen in the world. You laugh at it, right? You just laugh
Yes.
at it. Exactly.
Yes.
Well,
Yes.
you have five terrific tips that I'd like to share with the America Weekend audience on how to start to get past this fear, to regain confidence. Let's talk about tip number one, which is to fuel future successes with past achievements. I love that. Tell us about it.
I believe that everyone, no matter where you are in your career or life, that you have undoubtedly done something that has made an impact in this world. So look at all the successes that you've had and fuel yourself from that. It's important. I was with someone the other day and she said to me, she's like, I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything. I mean, what do you mean you haven't done anything? She just, she negotiated a deal where I think she saved like, I don't know, $10,000 or something. I'm like, don't you think that's successful? Don't you think that you have the ability to negotiate? Don't you think that's a success? So I think we often overlook some of our small successes. It doesn't have to be a huge success, but maybe just something small that you have achieved.
Okay, excellent advice. Regularly invest in the power of you. What does that mean?
The power of you. I have this thing I call the power of you jar, and I have to market it, Valerie. I really do. So no one can steal this idea. You can use it. You can use it. Get a jar and all the amazing things that you do, get a little sticky note and write it on there. So I'm getting ready to receive an award from President Obama for achievements, and I'm so excited about that. So of course, I have written that down, put it in my jar. So all of the success is an amazing thing. You have this wonderful radio show. You would put that in your jar. But on the days that you feel like, oh, why am I doing another interview? On the days when I think, well, why am I getting on another plane to go and speak to another group of people? I look at my Believe in the Power of You jar and I go, oh, that's why, because I've helped someone change their life. Oh, that's why I was able to get an award. So regularly invest in the power of you. Get that jar, every accomplishment, put it in there. And then on those days, take it out and look at it.
What I like about that, it's a visual aid. And oftentimes we need to see things that are concrete and that really can help solidify our thoughts. And also, congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
That's pretty big. We all don't get that opportunity.
I'm so, so excited. But yes, can you tell?
Yeah, I would be too, believe me. You say to channel your inner prize fighter. Dolores, what's that?
We all have a little fight in us. It's kind of like the boxing analogy where when the coach comes over and they're saying really great things, in between rounds of the fighting, they get refueled, they start receiving advice, they get encouragement. So do that with yourself, and also surround yourself with people who are going to be a champion for you, someone that's supporting you. I think every person should have a coach, a sponsor, and a mentor. And a lot of us know about mentors, but coaches sort of hold you accountable. I work with a lot of women and really do some executive life coaching with them. And a sponsor, if you're in a company, those are great people to have. A sponsor is someone who's going to say, oh, Valerie did this. They champion for them even when you're not around. Mm-hmm. So everyone, sponsor, coach, mentor, and just use that enterprise fighter.
All right, that's a good one. See self-doubt with an actual stop sign.
I started this with people, and as I'm speaking to thousands of people, and I've noticed they have some behaviors that they need to stop or some negative thinking. No one should think negative. I know it's easy to do. Don't speak on or think negatively. So when you start to, it gives your mind a time to just shift. It gives you a moment where your mind can shift. So you can say, stop it to yourself quietly to shift that thought. You can say, you can hold up a stop sign, an actual stop sign. I think that's something else I need to market. Okay, the jar. And I need to go where people can just go to DoloresPresley.com and buy a stop sign as a visual reminder.
And in the last moment that we have, last minute, Dolores Presley, don't outsource your success is another tip that you believe in.
Oh, definitely. We're in an era where everyone is constantly outsourcing, but please don't outsource your success. Take credit for the things that you do, especially women. We are so, if you compliment them and say you have on a beautiful dress, this old thing, she'll say things like that. So don't outsource your success. Believe in what you're doing. Allow yourself to be seen as successful. And if you allow yourself to see that, then you are successful.
Well, these are really excellent tips because we do need something concrete. It's easy to say, oh, feel good about yourself, but how? So these are really specific ideas that you have created. You are a very well-known speaker and obviously well-known in the higher up part of the United States with President Obama giving you an award soon. Congratulations on that, Dolores. Your website once again?
DoloresPresley.com. And if they're interested in learning how to be a speaker, it's launchpadspeaker.com.
Excellent. Congratulations and all the best, Dolores. Thanks for joining
Thank you.
us.
Thank you, Valerie.
I'm Valerie Smaldone on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that chewing gum can be good for you? From surgeries to heartburn, here's the science of it. So you got a surgery coming up? Well, then chew gum after abdominal surgery. There's evidence it significantly promotes the return of bowel functioning and reduces the amount of time that, hey, people actually spend in the hospital after surgery. You got heartburn? Well, try chewing gum. It stimulates production of saliva, which neutralizes acid in the esophagus. Are you overweight? Well, then chew gum. It helps to reduce cravings. Admittedly, well, that research is a little suspect, but you can't eat and chew gum at the same time.
I do it all the time.
You're very talented.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Gum may lose its flavor on the bedpost, but it'll still work in the morning. And you can share this advice and maybe offer your doctor a stick of gum. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Three neighbors pitched in to buy an expensive rider mower for all of them to share equally. For several years, everything went smoothly until Mike decided to move out of state. He demanded that Kevin and Dave buy out his share of the lawnmower, but they say that wasn't part of the agreement. In small claims court, who won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Kevin and Dave have a legal obligation to pay Mike for his share of the lawnmower. However, they're only required to pay Mike one-third of the current value, not one-third of the original price. And that's the final verdict.